Reinvent Phoenix has unveiled design plans for three city neighborhoods, Uptown, Midtown, and Solano. The project is the result of a nearly $3 million federal grant and aims to improve walkability, bikeability, and general livability along Phoenix's light rail line. Catherine Coles is a village planner with the city. We met at the Park and Ride lot at 19th Avenue and Montebello in the Solano neighborhood.
This particular district has some land uses along it that will change over time. For example, we're sitting in the Park and Ride location right now, which will be not used as much once the light rail extension opens to the north. We have plans for how this site could redevelop with more intensity. Likewise, there would be opportunities on the Christown Mall site for more intense development. Also, opportunities for the Baptist Hospital to really be an anchor for the area at the corner of 19th Avenue and Bethany Home Road.
What do you mean by intense development?
Intense development would be more residential, multifamily residential, adding a bit of height, so more than single-story development, more density for residences, and mixed-use development, so with lower floors having offices or retail.
What kind of input have you heard from residents of this neighborhood about some of these plans? Because their neighborhood would presumably change quite a bit.
Well, the street arterials certainly would change. The neighborhoods that are single family off behind the rail corridor would see an investment in terms of people wanting to come live there, but in terms of their properties turning over and changing for intensity, that's not anticipated to occur.
There is so much underutilized land along the light rail that it is really sometimes it's daunting how much potential there is.
Galina Tachieva is an urban planner with the firm DPZ in Miami and is the director of its team for the Reinvent Phoenix project. She says the project isn't about one big solution, but rather multiple projects at multiple scales.
These are the ways how great cities have been built. One building at a time, one adaptive reuse at a time, one block at a time, one street at a time. So this will be our approach to Reinvent Phoenix.
Tachieva says the real wow effect will be not through one great gesture, but the compounded effect of block after block of a great city. Phoenix's Catherine Coles says each neighborhood's plans are tailored. For example, in the Uptown District, basically Indian School between 7th Street and 7th Avenue, up to where the light rail turns at Camelback, planners are considering how to incorporate some of the area's historic neighborhoods. In the Midtown area, 7th Street to 7th Avenue, from McDowell to Indian School, they're trying to rejuvenate parts of Central. And in the Solano area, Coles says residents want to recognize the area's ethnic diversity.
The 19th Avenue and Camelback intersection is an opportunity for that. One of the plans our consultants came up with took a look at repurposing the Park and Ride at that corner into a community center to serve many of the ethnic groups in the area, and with its centerpiece being a community ethnic garden in the middle.
What are the benefits to the city of more development along public transit? Why is it important to reinvent some of these neighborhoods?
The benefits are certainly, I would say, the top one would be that we have more efficiency in the use of our existing infrastructure. Rather than continuing a program of sprawl, we're able to use the infrastructure that's in place and service more business and people.
Cole says the plans that have been released are not set in stone and that there's always room for change. But planner Galina Tachieva believes there's an urgency to this project.
There is a lot of competition out there. There is a lot of private investment going into public transportation corridors around the country. And we believe that for Reinvent Phoenix to become a real project, we need to act fast.
Tachieva says planners didn't come up with the designs in a vacuum. She believes the demand for development along the light rail line will be there to take the plans from the drawing boards to the neighborhoods. Phoenix's Catherine Coles agrees.
That's absolutely something that we expect to happen. Our ridership has eclipsed all our projections on the light rail, a survey of our permitting fees within the city along the rail corridor eclipses what's happening in the rest of the city. It's clear that people want to be here. People want to live near it. People want the access to the transit to move about the valley. We just see that as a positive, and it will go forward that way.
Cole says the entire project is a vision for 2040, and that the market will, in part, determine the timeline for development. We're posting some of the Reinvent Phoenix development plans at KJZZ.org.